Before we begin our magical adventures, a little scene setting is in order. You may or may not know this, but Vaugree is a beautiful country park in Scotland, not far from Edinburgh. In the grounds are trees, ponds, a river, all sorts of wonderful wildlife, and a beautiful country house. I'll let you into a little secret. It's also where the bubbling toad lives, where potions are brewed, wands whittled, and fairies dance. And you, my friend, are so very welcome to visit, explore, and discover the magic within. Now, on with the story. The Bubbling Toad of Vaugree. How the magic began. Written and read by your little bird, Sarah Starling. Deliciously damp beneath the branches of the mother tree, the biggest, oldest, and wisest tree in the wood, you might just see a tiny bubble. Hear the quietest of croaks. Feel the minutest movement. But you'll only see her if you have a magical silver thread running through your bones. There's been a bubbling toad in Vaugree since the beginning of time, riveting up potions, communing with fairies, and caring for the woodland. At least, that's how it was in the beginning. But toads fell out of favour. They don't have fur, nor perform tricks, and they aren't known for cuddling and snuggling. So the bubbling toad slowly stopped bubbling and fell dormant in the dark, dank undergrowth, sighing herself to sleep. On and on she slept and waited, waited and slept. You see, bubbling toads need to be needed, and needed she was not. In a land of screens and shiny things, she simply disappeared in a grunge of leaves. Until she heard a hum in the roots of the mother tree, felt a vibration from the earth below. Could it be? She listened very, very carefully. They spoke of a sad, broken world. Shops and schools closed, parties forbidden. But they also told magical tales of a fairy tree and a beautiful human who dressed it with love. Of children who came far and wide, their eyes as big as dishes, as they gazed upon its twinkling lights and wrapped its boughs in crafts and wishes, the kindness spread. The heart of the bubbling toad began to swell. The smiles and laughter of hundreds of children buzzed along branches to roots, ferried by fungi across the wood-wide web to the mother tree, and the ears of the bubbling toad. The spark was lit. Little round baubles filled with shiny ideas began to form in her once silent belly. They floated and billowed and bubbled inside her until she swelled with excitement. She was needed. Back down through the earth, along the roots ferried by fungi, a message was passed to the fairy tree. Send your beautiful human to me, to Vaugree. And so it was that a few years later, one fiendishly foggy day, the beautiful human walked past the toad with her dancing dog Coco, just close enough for a bubble to rise up from the toad's belly and slip from her silken skin into the ears of the beautiful human. It sat there for months, jingling and simmering. The human's brain began to buzz. But nothing happened until the bubble bounced from ears to brain and on to heart and belly. Only when all those dots were joined did the toad know it was really going to happen. Only then could she see the silver thread shimmering softly through those magical human bones. As the dancing dog Coco wagged her way past the mother tree, her beautiful human paused, passing a bubble of her own to the waiting toad. Four wonderful words rolled around that bubble, bouncing into her tiny toad-shaped heart till she leapt for joy so high she almost flew. The magic has begun. The Bubbling Toad of Vaugiry, How the Magic Began, was written and read by your little bird, Sarah Starling, with sound design by the man of the nest, Leon Ford. This really is just the beginning. There are many more stories to come. In fact, this little bird is working on them right now. Perhaps you can feel the tiniest breeze. That'll be feathers flying across the page. To find out more about me, the bird behind the stories, hop over to sarahstarling.co.uk, no H on Sarah, and make sure you're signed up to the Bubbling Toad newsletter to stay in the know. And now, the boring bit. Copyright Sarah Starling 2025. All rights reserved. No part of this publication may be reproduced, distributed, or transmitted in any form or by any means without the prior written permission of the author. Any use of this publication to train generative artificial intelligence, AI, technologies to generate text or create an artificial voice or artificial voice models of any kind, now or in the future, on any platforms or devices known or not yet known, is not permitted. In fact, it's expressly prohibited. Thank you.